Have you been in the yogurt aisle lately? There's yogurt that's supposed to help your digestion, Greek yogurt, yogurts with those little mix-ins on the side, fruit on the bottom, organic. And yogurt's not just for sweet snacks, but for savory use. Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has been exploring yogurt's various uses. She joins us in the studio so we can milk her knowledge. Sorry. I'm so sorry. We've spoken about frozen yogurt. Just remind us, just the primer, what is yogurt?
Yogurt is made by heating milk and adding live cultures to this hot milk that allows the cultures to ferment, and then the mixture thickens and it takes on this tangy, creamy flavor, which we know as yogurt.
And I'm reading that if it's chilled rather than heated after this process, that the bacteria that's used to ferment it becomes an active culture. So we can say that it has an active culture in it, and that's supposed to be good for your gut.
Well, active culture is exactly what you want to look for, Robin. Mm-hmm. When you're out shopping for yogurt, these are the crucial words. Active culture means that it has the live probiotics, mm-hmm. and this is very good for your gut, for your digestion. People that are on antibiotics a lot want to be eating live culture yogurt because it helps balance that harsh antibiotic feeling in your stomach that you get. So it's extremely good for you. I mean, yogurt has kind of got everything going for it. It's a great source of protein and calcium. It's got vitamin D. It's got potassium. And it's full of protein.
Yeah. Some of us, you know, that's a replacement for meat for a lot of people.
Exactly.
It also can be, 50 grams of sugar.
I'm really glad you brought that up because the thing is they put so much sugar in it that it takes the balance out of all the health effects of the yogurt. My philosophy is buy the most local natural yogurt you can find and add what you want. You want it sweet? Drizzle a little honey in. You want fruit in it? Chop up a peach. Add some berries. You can control it then because the thing about yogurt is when you start putting all this glop on it, you don't taste it. And then
you haven't got yogurt anymore.
No, exactly.
Well, and talk about the taste of yogurt. The yogurt has been so dressed up that I think some people are afraid of plain yogurt.
Well, because you've never really tasted it before. You asked about the flavor characteristics. Tang is a big part of it. The texture is certainly creamy. Something that's really big these days, which of course everyone's heard of, is Greek yogurt. Mm-hmm. Greek yogurt refers to yogurt that's been strained. So the whey separates from the yogurt and it becomes a very thick yogurt. Everybody loves it because it's uber creamy. It's also very good for you. And in fact, people that are lactose intolerant are sometimes able to tolerate Greek yogurt because the whey is where most of the lactose lives. And when it's separated out, you can eat the Greek yogurt. It's so thick that you can be convinced that you're eating some kind of unhealthy sour cream. And it's great for savory dishes. For instance, Cheryl Sternman Rule has just written a book called Yogurt Culture. She gave me a fabulous recipe. It's Israeli. It's sounds weird, but I tried it and it's fabulous. It's Greek yogurt with a lemon vinaigrette. It's got olive oil, lemon juice, pepper, toasted pine nuts on top, and the spice mixture za'atar, which is thyme and sumac. Fantastic. You eat it with whole wheat pita.
Okay. We will have that at hereandnow.org. But what's this I have in front of me?
Okay. So in the bowl in front of you, I talked about Greek yogurt. This is called labne, which as far as I know is exactly the same thing. I took a cup of good whole milk yogurt and I put it in triple layer of cheesecloth over a strainer in a bowl and I separated out all the whey and it's super thick. And so what you're eating is the labne with grated cucumber from the garden, fresh mint, salt, and pepper. That's it. And this is a wonderful, I could eat a bowl of that on its own, but I like to pair it with zucchini yogurt fritters that I make that we'll have the recipe for on the website. So that's a little dip. I eat it for breakfast.
Who are you calling a little dip? This is unbelievable. It tastes like something that I've had, let's say, in an Indian restaurant.
Well, it's like raita. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what you're thinking of, which is the grated cucumber and the yogurt that they serve to temper very spicy food. Yogurt is a wonderful antidote to seriously spicy food. And you find yogurt in a lot of cultures that enjoy spicy food. also on your plate.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that beautiful?
This is unbelievable.
So these are carrots. Again, these are from a friend's farm. I toss them lightly with olive oil, salt, and pepper, and a spice called Ras El Hanout, which is a North African or a Moroccan spice blend. Mm. It's got cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, cardamom. And I roasted them, and then I added some local honey on top. And that's what you're eating. And next to it is a tahini yogurt sauce.
Words are failing me.
With grilled shrimp, it would be incredible. With leg of lamb, with roasted vegetables. Mm. But I love it with those honeyed carrots. So you can see the possibilities, the savory possibilities of yogurt. Sure, I eat it for breakfast with my granola and my fruit. I love it for dessert, too, drizzled with maple syrup and some grated coconut and, again, more fresh fruit. But the savory possibilities of yogurt are huge.
Kathy Gunst, as always, will have all of her recipes at hereandnow.org. These you've got to go get. Kathy, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.